All right, welcome to another Nightcap. King Dinosaur is here, losing his mind, and Black Cat's Poppy needs help maintaining sanity. King Dinosaur needs that, says this is the right place. King Dinosaur already had some Godzillion whiskeys and some weed. Like kaiju pee? Kaiju pee pee? I mean, you know, you just gotta do, but...
Yeah, at least I punished myself with onion breath. Smells.
Kaiju pee-pee, Godzilla. The monsters in the Godzilla verse, universe, whatever, are referred to as kaiju. So yeah, if he had some Godzillian whiskey, that would be kaiju pee. It'd be, that'd be like, you know, maybe it's... Could have been from Rodan, could have been from, what's the other one? Anguirus, Ghidorah, all sorts of pee, lots of pee drinking. Krista's here. Hello, Krista. How are you doing? Welcome to Wednesday night. Yeah, need help maintaining my sanity too, because, again, this project that I'm getting put on. The more I look at it, the more I just have no idea how I'm going to be able to complete or work on or do whatever with it. And I'm very nervous and very worried. Hopefully I can talk to my manager or whatever about that a little bit. I need some guidance on that one. It's just such a fucking mess. A mess. It's like 30,000 plus pieces of information to have to go through, and it just just hiccuped a little bit. Black Cat loves Mothra. See, I'm surprised by that. I can't stand Mothra. I think Mothra is the stupidest fucking thing. Obviously, if you love Mothra, I'm not trying to shit on your parade. A lot of people love Mothra. I love the all-out monsters attack. When Godzilla reduces Mothra to just a burning crisp, just scorches that thing into a fucking fireball. But I also like that because Mothra is kind of one of the good guys and Godzilla was kind of not. It's kind of fun when Godzilla's a good guy, but like, dude, it's fucking, you don't want him to come around. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Can't remember how the beginning of that goes. Something, something. As he walks into town, pulling the high tension wires down. Na, 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 na. Something again and again. As people turn and run from him. Maybe.
Oh, no! He say he's got to go. Go, go, Godzilla! Ooh.
Who loves you, baby? You're all beautiful. Wink. You like the weird girls to hang out with? Yeah, I like them. I like the little Japanese fucking cutie. Oh, they're like teeny, aren't they? You've only seen the old movies. The old movies are good. The corny goofball ones from like the 80s are just shit. And then they kind of turn them back around again into being badass in kind of the early, mid-90s. And then some of the new ones have been pretty good. Not fucking trained. You want to be train robbers? Let me be train robbers.
Yeah, I'm ready to be a train robber.
History shows again and again how nature points out the folks' folly of man. Yeah, there you go. See, I knew King Dinosaur would help me out on that one. I'm struggling with the lyrics. I feel like I get the chorus down good. Including some train robbing would be good. Fucking, this better not be a constant typo night. Here's the thing. Here's what we're all gonna do, right? Listen to me. Just get your little booger hooks off the keyboard and quit typing and just listen for a minute. Here's what we're all gonna do. We're not going to worry about anything, at least for not the rest of this hour. If you make typos, you make typos. We all know what you're saying. Nobody cares. As long as we can largely make out what you're saying, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. We're not going to worry about nothing. We're just going to breathe. It's all fine. We're here to laugh and just fucking fuck around. So let's do that, right? Let's all do this. Maybe not all do this, but maybe I'll do this. Let's have a little sippy sip. Here we go. See, isn't that better? Oh. So when I go to the ice plunge place, by the way, we go to this ice plunge place. You know, you go into this freezing water. And sometimes you can get, hopefully it's the one cute girl that's there, but I don't really care. I mean, I kind of care, but you know, they have the crystal bowl and they, you know, hit the little thing, does the ding, and they move around, makes like a woo woo sound. And I found that for me, when I'm in that freezing cold water, trying to kind of harmonize with that and just do some, you know, it's not quite throat singing, but just like a, number one, it allows me to control my breath much better. But I don't know if it's the vibrations like rattle around in my brain or something, but it seems to have kind of like a calming effect. And one guy was saying, oh, that's, I don't know, if it's, I think it's called the tragus nerve or something. There's some nerve that apparently stimulates, which is why number one, the singing bowls, if you like the sound of the singing bowls, that's kind of what it's stimulating. But also if you join in on it and you kind of make that same vibrating sound, Vegas, baby. And I'm like, you know what? It kind of works. As dopey as it is. Just do some humming. We're flipping out. We're getting trippy today.
Never mind. You started typing and gave up.
I said stop it. I said put the phone down and quit typing shit. See, look, now you got me all upset.
Anyway.
You want to try the deprivation tank thing? That's pretty cool too. I did like a float. You know, like you float on like a, you know, it's like a salt water. It's like a super, super salt water. You float around in there. I think I talked about that in one of the long way time ago episodes. You know, you float in there and they turn the lights off and everything. And eventually kind of like, I felt like I was like spinning, you know, doing like the classic Superman starfish, like spinning off into nowhere. And it's relaxing though. It was cool. You could hear like all of your joints and shit like moving and like hear your heart beat really loud. I don't know if I could do that now, given some of the anxiety and issues and whatever else I've had lately. I don't know if I could do that. Nice thing about the ice plunge is it's so cold. You can't think about anything other than, oh my God, it's cold, and controlling your breath. It's almost impossible. I mean, unless you're like that Wim Hof guy or Sasquatch or some sort of fucking ice creature. You really can't do much but just think about it's cold and I need to control my breath. It's pretty much... Yeah, the darkness may spook you. I don't know if they have an. They might have an option where you leave the lights on. I think they ask you, and I was like, "No, dude. I want like, you know, they do like a series of like lower like dimming lights. We do like dims down to different colors, and then it goes to like a very dim like a red, and then I don't know after about 30 seconds of that, then it just goes out altogether." It's pretty wild. I liked it. I mean, I liked it when I did it. Just don't know if I could do it now. I'm like, flip the fuck out. Flip it out. But yeah, it's Wednesday. The topic of tonight's episode is mystical places. Mystical places. Because I went to this kind of, I don't even know if I want to call it a dive bar. It's just a bar. It was a bar that was not, I don't know if you just go to like a bar and the bar isn't like super loud, crazy sports bar or not clearly modernized to attract the douche crowd. Does that make it a dive bar? I feel like you have to go another level down maybe to be a dive bar. But this had some dive bar-esque qualities to it. Yeah, I guess it's a, I guess it's just a neighborhood bar. Just like a neighborhood bar. It's the kind of bar I like to bar at. Did this cool like speaker thing. Looked like an old organ that was neat. Pool table. Some classic vinyl boots. Bar top, obviously. And then what made it a mystical place, what made it a mystical place was that they had a functioning cigarette machine. An old, yellowed cigarette machine. Granted, there's a Bud Light sign, a neon sign above it, which I didn't love. But it was real neon, which made it look super cool. And the area of the place where it was set up made it feel like it was this mystical temple. Come, my child. Come deposit your change and get the glorious things for inhaling into your lungs. Chris says, dive bar, I think, is with cheap booze and where everybody knows your name. I mean, the booze here wasn't necessarily cheap. As a matter of fact, it's kind of expensive. Dig mystical places, too. Actually, my preferred lifestyle. Very cool. Completely outlawed in Colorado now. Dive bars where you hold your pee all night because the bathrooms are terrifying. Yeah. As a guy, it's easier because normally I wear boots. And so I'm like, as long as I don't have to touch anything, like, just give me a space where nobody's looking at me. I'll just pee. I mean, if I'm kind of standing some pee, I guess I mean, I care, but I also kind of don't care. but yeah, it'd be an interesting like essay. Like, what is your demarcation line for it's a dive bar versus it's just a bar? That would be interesting. That'd be kind of fascinating. It's probably a possibility, though. A piss trough. Yeah, piss trough. Possibility trough. That is also a possibility trough. It's the possibility that if you're drunk enough, you may fall in there or be fumbling around with your phone. You drop your phone in there or you drop something else in there and then it's in like a pee-pee slurry mix. I don't want to say any place was allowed to have those cigarette machines because, like, you know, you used to be able to go to a bar. I remember going into dive bars or maybe just bars in general. I should stop saying dive bar in front of every bar. We used to be able to buy cigarettes at a lot of bars. You know, you could go in there and you could buy a couple packs of cigarettes. Desi's butt says, good evening, everyone. Desi, how you doing? Desi, you've ever bought cigarettes at a bar? But it's really like you used to be able to. And then also places would just have the machines when they didn't want to like fucking deal with your shit. And they'd be like, there's a cigarette machine over there. But then I feel like all that stopped. And then you couldn't really do that. I believe violence is a side effect in a dive bar. Also pickled eggs. I mean, I hate to sound like I'm picking on you, Black Cat, but I don't know if I really agree with the first part because you want to talk about violence, especially in the sports bars where the aggro bros get fucking ripped on cheap, shitty beer and fireball shots and get super aggressive because, like, what are you looking at my girl for, man? And blah. I feel like, I mean, sure, there can be violence in dive, but I feel like bars in general, you know, maybe if it's like not a dive bar, but it's like a real shithole, I mean, they're going even deeper. Well, that's just like drug smack dealers and just fucking maniacs, you know, like, because I feel like some dive bars also attract a lot of the hipster crowd, and like those people, the idea of violence, you know, they're just burst into fucking flames.
And be facetious.
I mean, of course. It's like 90% of the content of the show. I agree. Feeling the love, everyone. Well, we are now that you're here, Desi. We're here to check out your butt. Pickled eggs. I do like pickled eggs, but I don't know if I would ever just eat them in a jar off a bar top like that. I mean, I guess I don't know why. Why not? It's in a jar of brine. Desi says, I recall the bowling alley I loved as a kid at the really old goofy cigarette vending machines with the knobs you'd pull. Yeah! You mean the best ones. That was exactly the sort of cigarette machine that was at this mystic place. It made it feel so mystic because they still had one of the old school knob pull style cigarette machines. And I almost bought a pack out of it. Just because it was from a fucking vending machine in a bar, I'm like, oh, I should buy a pack of cigarettes. But then I bought three shots for three other people, and then I was like, okay, I'm not going to spend any more from that. It was like two other people's in their birthday, so I bought them a couple of shots. I'm like, I'm not going to go buy a pack of cigarettes. I just don't need to do that. King Dinosaur comments that there's an old place called The Spar downtown. You'd have liked it in the 90s. A tobacco shop in front, a cigar lounge in the back, old hardwood and brass everywhere. That sounds like pretty much my dream place to live. You just pay me to work there, and I'll just be there all day, every day. No worries. That's pretty much paradise. Pretty much, you know? Yeah, hear that little noise? I didn't look to see how much they were, but I know what cigarettes are like, what, almost like $6-7 a pack. So I'm like, yeah. I think you probably have to get. Actually, I don't even know. I don't know if it was. If it had a dollar acceptor or a card reader, or if you had to put quarters in it. Seems like there's a lot of fighting at the Spar. The Spar. Bar. Why can I not stop yawning? I think it's probably because I'm tired, and also I'm a little logy because I made another giant pot of Cigargoyle dinner slop, which is delicious, but I feel like I ate too much. Then I also needed, because I was really hungry, now I just kind of want to dinner slop. Dude, it's the best slop. It's the fucking best slop. This was 85% lean, 2 pounds of ground beef, little macaroni noodles, carrots, corn, a spice blend, a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of olive oil. Mix that sumbitch all together, and then added some Mexican cheese on the top of it. Yeah, it's there, but it's changed. Of course. Dude, just go in there with a stick and be like, we're rolling this back. I'm taking it back. Get all this shit out of here. We're going back to tobacco in the front and booze in the back. Took all this crap out of here. You know what's the best? The guy on the screen right now. Shorty Straw is here, everybody. Shorty Straw is a lovely gentleman from Finn Sweden, Norwege land. Shorty Straw, fantastic streamer, lovely man, seriously lovely man, great voice, plays hilarious games. He was the inspiration for Monday's deep dive into Action 52. So if you hated that show and you hated that episode, make sure you swear at him a bunch or something. But yeah, yeah, I like them. He's so smooth with his hair and his beard face and his, oh, I'm from Finland. Let me talk to you about this game. They wrote a song about him. Yes, Dusty's Butts Unlocking All the Secrets. If you do go into Shorty's stream, you want to type meow, M-I-A-U, damage, and Monday. Especially with the meow, you have to make sure somebody else types a meow so you can get meow. That's what it does. I'm just giving you a preview. But cheers. Cheers to you, Shorty. Cheers to everybody. Hope you're having a fine Monday. Maybe a better Monday now that we're here all being goofy and silly. They're not Swedish, Mac. They're Norwegian. But yeah, what places to you guys are mystic places? And I say that tongue-in-cheek. I don't truly mean, in that sense, a religious or spiritual place. I'm talking about places that are almost gone to the point that when you think about them, you're almost like, I can't believe they don't exist anymore. Or just a place that you remembered that when you think about it in your head, it gives you that certain warm, smooth feeling. And for me, I don't know why, but it was seeing the fucking cigarette machine in that bar. I'm like, this is a real bar. This is a real, this is a real bar. There's a cigarette machine in it. There's a pool table in it. This is pretty much perfect. Shorty saw the VOD, was epic. Although I did have the volume turned up a little too high. I should turn the volume down a little bit. I'm going to blame the chat. Chat should have told me. I asked them, but you know, they're probably just like watching the thick lady with her giant hips and big boobs throwing cocks across the screen, and the fucking weirdo pasta man beating death noodles with a spoon. The fucking weird shit in that fucking game. You do like the old diners. So like the ones that look like they're made out of like the Airstreams. You can't, those are also super rare. There's one that's kind of like that here, but it's also a little bit modernized. So they're walking the line between ruining the mystic feel and not, but they're holding it down mostly okay. Because it really was, a true diner style food, like food truck. I don't know, it's really a food truck. You know, a diner. You pull it around, do whatever. Dizzy loves death noodles. Danger noodles? You mean snakes? But yeah, for me, bars with cigarette machines, pool halls, an actual pool hall. Like, I don't even know. I think there is one around here somewhere. Meow the Cat is here. It says, cat with good wishes and more good wishes and maybe more good wishes. A reminder to take care of yourself while at it. That's like some weird Italian, that's like trans-Italian, Italiavanian talk. I can't do Meow the Cat's accent. If you type meow in his, it meows like a cat meow, not a meow meow. Isn't it that Ken Young guy doing that sound? I think it's him. It's got to be him, right? Sounds like his voice. King Dinosaur is trying to decide what's just nostalgic and what's actually mystical. It's a little tougher. Yeah, pool halls. Same way. Used to be able to get cigarettes in there and, you know, often kind of a shitty bar. And, hey, just walk around, people would be playing pool. There'd usually be a jukebox and there'd be about a bazillion songs queued up on it. And just people shooting pool and talking shit. It's amazing. I swear I think there's one still around here somewhere, but shit, I hadn't played a game of... Hold on, I'm going to do this. billiards. I hadn't played a gentleman's game of billiards in a long time. I thought back to it. It might have been 2017, 2018. Now that I'm out here, I sort of like I shoot a game of pool every week, which is weird. Like, why is Arizona full of pool tables? It's very strange. You'd think that Michigan, Detroit being the way it is, there'd be pool halls all over the place. I don't know why not. It just seems like such a, I don't want to say easy money make. Maybe because of the violence. Maybe because when you go to a pool hall and you're playing pool, they conveniently give you this near perfect weapon for just murdering the shit out of somebody. They give you a nice big long fucking stick with a weighted piece of lead at the end. Yeah, dude. It's a great thing to give to a bunch of drunken people who are also hopped up on nicotine. Who knows what else? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But like pool halls are mystic to me. Yeah, what could go wrong with that? Nothing. It's kind of like the same with the places that allow you to throw the axes and shit at the walls. We want to be like, it's Viking style. Oh, if you have a nasty, shitty beard, you're a Viking. Fuck off. Yeah, what could go wrong with that? People are cool with their own sticks and little suitcases. There's a guy that goes to this Moto Social that does that. He has like three of them. He brings in like three cases and he's got like a short little stick and he's got like a bridge. He's got his custom pool cue. I'm like, I don't care. Just give me a fucking branch. I'm not good enough to really fucking give a shit, but it's cool. It's cool you do. Krista had the chance to play Scotch doubles for money with the boyfriend Sunday, but we took a nap and overslept. What the fuck? How dare you? How dare you? You had a prime opportunity. The two of you could have gone off on some color of money sort of escapade. You guys could have toured the country, hustling pool, been in this epic adventure. Who knows what sort of crazy shenanigans you would have gotten into. Instead, you took a fucking nap! Yeah, they're all called fats. And not all of them are even fat either. Although a lot of them are fat. The dudes that like have slicked back dark hair in like a 5 o'clock shadow, looks like they shaved it 2 minutes ago and they already have half a beard. Those are the guys you got to watch out for at the pool halls. For sure. 6 inches of stick is all you need. It's all about how many ounces. I prefer a 21 ounce stick. Ugh. The short stick is called a jumper stick in house tournament. See, you're like, you could have crushed it. Could have crushed it at this pool tournament. I fell in love with a girl that kicked my ass at the pool one night. Tell us about it, King Dinosaur. Tell me more about that story. And naps are pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I like a good nap. Other mystic places. Another mystic place for me. Now, I have a specific one in mind that I'll go a little bit of details. Obviously, it was Italian, given that it was a pizza parlor, but a true pizza parlor, not just a restaurant. And they had these yellow-orange vinyl chairs with these pictures on the wall of Italy. There's a little private banquet room in the back that had all mirrors on the walls and these little candelabras that made you feel like you were in some strange Hammer film / Castlevania escapade. And arcade games in there. There were usually like three arcade games in there. And I was always excited when they would get a new arcade game. But you could watch the guy make the pizza and flip the pizza dough. And the pizza was excellent. I used to go there with my family. And then later on would go there with my friends. Like there's some pizza places here. But like the one that's downtown, it's too upscale feeling. The kind of pizza parlor that I want is the kind of pizza parlor that's the equivalent of the bar that has the cigarette machine. That's what I'm, for me, that's the mystic place. Do you have any pizza parlors near you at all? Or are they all just like chains? Like Little Caesars can fucking eat a dick, and so can Papa John's. It's fucking dumpster pizza. Papa John's pizza is fucking shit. It's not even opinion. It's fucking fact. The pizza is fucking garbage. King Dinosaur says the following. Should I read this in King Dinosaur voice or my voice? He says there's a lot more to the story, but it's a lot of typing. Well, what else are you doing? After I told you guys earlier to put the phones down and stop typing. He has a Carmen Electra stick. Dude. Legit. That's fucking legit as fuck. Hey, podcast listeners, before we get to the King Dinosaur story, you're going to take a quick break and hear beep. I just came back for this and just realized there's no real point for me even doing that. Of the podcast people, let's take a break. Normally I would do that if I was going to take a break. But I can't put ads in there anymore. I'm not going back to that and going through all that horseshit anyway. So I don't even know why I do that. I think I'm probably going to stop. This may be the last time I do it. So thank you, podcast listeners. Well, Peter didn't say whether they wanted me to read in my voice or King Dinosaur voice, so I'm going to read it in my voice. She was in town visiting a friend of ours, and I just fell at one shot. She had a Wonder Woman Pez dispenser and said I could have it if he beat her, but she wiped the floor with him. I ended up with the Pez dispenser anyway. The old cue ball in the side pocket. Custom made pool cue. Yeah. King Dinosaur's got the smooth stroke. The old shitty Italian pizza joints are kind of gone. They are. There's none of them. They don't have arcade machines in there anymore because everybody's just looking at their phone like a jag off. Go in there and play some Centipede or Tempest or Jungle Hunt. I know what you're saying. That's what you miss, right? Yelm has a pizza parlor? La Gitana. Can you go in there and take some pictures? I want to see it. I want to see pictures of this place. Maybe you'll find a girl in there who wants to give you her Pez dispenser. And you can put some, be like, I'm about to need your dough. I'm about to need your dough. But like, only kind of, because doing things like super into it, like I can't be super into things because, like, it's Washington, man. Like, I'm a Seattle guy, so if you get, like, too into stuff, it's fucking not cool. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go. Downtown Denver is too many upscale places. You know, I hate them. If I was on the west side of town, I'd be able to find a real pizza parlor. It's kind of the same way here. You go downtown, and they want to be L.A. so bad. So it's downtown over there. And then outside of that, it's like pubes in the meat Mexican restaurant, flop house, get stabbed level shit. But yeah, I miss a good pizza parlor. That's also a mystic place to me, is the pizza parlor. And along with the pizza parlor, I guess they still have, but an old ice cream shop. Like, here, again, they all try to be, like, too fancy schmancy. They're like, cones plus exquisite gourmet downtown whatever Tempe shit. I want, like, this broken down, fallen over place with the yellow tube guard fluorescent bulbs covered in flies and dead bugs. And there's, like, two high school girls working there. And you just have like a limited selection and you just get like a fucking ice cream. Or get a Boston cooler. Do you guys know, are you familiar with the Boston cooler? Or how about a purple cow? You get one of those too. Oh God, no, I'm fucking, I want one of those so bad. No. Everything here is chain related. It's like that just any, it's all over. It's all over, Krista. Actually, a better one is right down the road. Dirty Dave's Pizza. Come to Dirty Dave's where the cheese is gooey and sticky. The walls are covered with old newspaper clippings and weird carnival mirror things. See, that reminds me a lot of this place I was talking about. It was called Sebo's. Sebo's Pizza. Loved that place. Miss it a lot. You know, you can still maybe occasionally find some family type restaurants or whatever, but it ain't the same. That's the one thing I feel like I'm missing here that there was more of back in the Metro Detroit area. But I am finding some of them. I am finding some of them because, again, yesterday I found a bar, a mystical bar with a cigarette machine. You better believe it. I'm fucking going back there. I'm definitely going back to that place. I want to buy a pack of fucking cigarettes too. It was spelled like this. But here's a cheers to those. Anybody else have any suggestions? Here's the thing. I know Shorty is probably busy grooming his beard or combing his hair or eating an old fish or doing whatever the fuck he does over there in Finland, but I was really hoping to get some international examples of what you would consider a mystical place. Same thing with Meow the Cat. Although Meow the Cat would probably just grumble and say, "Cigar, I don't go anywhere. I just go to work and home with potato and gaming and I have scarf." That's what he would say. That's exactly what he would say. Eating an old fish. Mystical in Finland. All you need is Taika Levitz. What is that? What is Taika Levitz? Is it like John Lovitz? Is that old fish? Because again, I imagine that's probably what they're doing over there. Oh my God, Cigar. It's this real goofy dude. You've seen him on Young's channel. Oh, maybe I have seen that guy. Oh, you're here. You just came to the office. Oh, shit. We should have been talking all this trash. Should have been all talking all this trash. Now he's gonna ban me from a stream. Damn it. He's here. Just came to the office. And having a quick fish snack. Well, I want to interrupt you while you're at work, but you know, if you think of any of these and you want to share, as always, you can always send me whispers or whatever anywhere. Never ever look up Taika Levitz. I mean, the thing is, now I have to. All right. I gotta make this window correct. One moment. Man, that window's big. Oh, she's big. Yeah, just like that. Size it in just like that. It's good. It's so good. All right, what the fuck is this? Apparently it's this name. Kari Ati Imari Taiklainen. Finnish pronunciation. Is a Finnish sculptor and video artist. He currently lives in the town of Pudidslervi in Finland. He ran for the parliamentary election, was not elected. He's a career himself on the internet by the way of his YouTube account under the username Taika Levitz. His first video, Edamant, depicts him beating himself with a Kalevala newspaper due to his frustration with a fellow worker in the civil service. The video is for time in the top 10 most watched videos on YouTube. Filmed himself playing guitar and singing the song My Way, which he then uploaded to YouTube. Volkswagen bought the rights to the audio of the clip for 1,650 euros. Okay. I guess we gotta do this then.
Minä olen Kari Tykkylän.
What is going on in this video? This is what a insane, crazy person does. Do it, you goddamn champ!
Rakastatko mua laisinkaan? Sen milloin tietää mä saan?
Kind of digging the song, not gonna lie.
Kun aina lausut. Kenties, kenties, kenties. Tuon kysymyksen taas.
Shorty stresses, and yes, those ladies are probably prostitutes. I mean, I would give her... I'd pony up a piece of old fish and... I don't know, slightly musty wool socks for a woman. I don't know what you guys use for money in Finland. That's just changing each other's pants. Just like transferring clothes to
one.
Squirrel pelts. The video wasn't nearly as insane as I was expecting it to be. You gotta find one that's like more just unhinged. I mean, this is pretty unhinged, but... this is pretty wild. Honestly, he kind of looks like this guy I work with. Okay, she's putting some paste on a cracker. Probably old rotted fish or foot smegma or some shit. Somebody sort of recently corrected me on smegma and they're like, well, technically, I'm like, I'll call anything I want smegma, okay? Anything. I'll use it for any fucking descriptive word of any nasty thing I want. Got it? Cool. Glad we're player. She make the... I'm gonna sing lyrics to this, okay? Spreading on the cracker, putting graham cracker down. She has second cracker. You can see up her legs and then catch a glimpse of silver panties a little bit. And her dress is pink. And her shoes are horribly matched with her outfit. Who wears puce green pumps with that outfit? This dude's rocking on the drums, dude. And now she has a blue dress with another graham cracker. She's spreading on rotted fish, cause that's what we eat in the land of Finnish. That's our only food, that and squirrel pelt. Unfortunately, we live in Finland, it is the dirty hand we were dealt. Herring and galoshes. This guy is extremely musical, he plays like any instrument. I want to hear him play a hurdy-gurdy. Ew, is her foot all bloody? What's wrong with her fucking toes? Ew. Okay, there's a smoke on the water one of him in a sauna. It's got to be... Oh. I saw it when we were scrolling by earlier. This one. Looks like he's covered in poop. Why is he covered in poop? And also, why is this video not loading? I'll sign in to confirm my age. Suck a fat fucking cock. I ain't signing into shit. Fuck you, Google, and your stupid goddamn nonsense. This looks interesting. Oh, goddamn it. I mean, is he really insane, though? I feel like during COVID, I was close to this level of... Is that a woman? Was that his moobs? River Master, what's going down? Aka Mapela. He loves taking on and off glasses. He must just be like beating it furiously. This whole glasses pulling. Did you ever see this shit though? Did you ever see this music played on these hurdy-gurdies? Listen to the music it makes. Isn't it fucking awesome? Such a bizarre instrument, but the sounds that it makes are just so unique. You kind of did, Reverend Master. You're going a little bananas this episode. Oh, Ellie is here? Oh! Yeah, Ellie is here. What the fuck are you watching? You're watching an insane Finnish man. As recommended to us by a gorgeous Finnish man, Shorty Strong. Kantele is a Finnish string instrument. Is it made out of fish? It's never gonna get old to me. Oh, we missed you too, Ellie. Oh, this looks cool. Listen to this. I got you. Ready? Now, just sit back and breathe. And let all of your tension, all of your worries, all of your stress just melt away. Listen to the soft, soothing melodies of the strings as you relax deeper and deeper into the sounds of Finland. Think of all of the wonderful igloos and all of the fish buried in the snow, ready to be eaten when the sky dragon comes, where everybody wears galoshes and so your feet are never wet. There, see? See, it's all... So, Shorty Straw, I could play it for a minute, but I'll probably get a... No, stop. I didn't say autoplay. You just fucking shut up. Shut the fuck up. I am slightly familiar with that. I think from this band Amorphous, who has a whole album relating to my Kantele. Imagine making one of those. I can barely make a fucking kazoo. Not recommend. Yes, you're here. And See, actually, in Kalevala, they made one out of a pike's lower jawbone. I knew it! It's made out of fish! Made out of fish. Sounds like an old acupuncturist's office, right? It's all soothing. There's a lady who makes heavy metal covers, but yes, in mythology, they were made out of fish. You have tattoos, yes. Not as many as some, but more than a couple. For example, you got these down over there, these guys, and that one, and this one. I don't know if you quite see it. Do this. That dude, and then one that covers the whole top of my thigh, one that's on my calf, and oh, and that one. People happy. I love tattoos too. If it wasn't for the annoying healing process, I would probably be covered in them. I just hate having to be like all careful and worried that I'm just gonna like rip them apart or whatever. Shorty loves Amorphis and has seen them live a couple of times. I would love to see those guys live. Yeah, here, see this, this here is from them. Oh yeah, see, look, there's the giant fish. There's the giant mystical fish. And they have like this acoustic version. I feel like I'm gonna play a bit and just deal with it. I'm gonna skip. Listen to that. All right, before I get in deep shit. Yeah, great music. Finish, so there's lots of fish in it. Much less hairy barbarian looking guys pulling galoshes on and off and doing whatever weird shit those people are doing. Banned.
You have a copyright strike because you played 30 seconds of music on your stream.
Yeah, Rivermaster, how you doing? Ellie, great to see you too. What's everybody been up to? I'm feeling lively. So even though we're nearing the end of the episode, I could continue. If anyone either wants to talk about mystic spaces, have suggestions for YouTube videos that won't get me banned, or I could call up a retro game if somebody wants me to watch me play something terrible. Never look at Ty Kalevitz ever again. I had to ban his videos in my Discord because Young went too nuts on them. Here's my thing with Young Street. He'll do shit like that, but then I'll go into his stream and make one single whatever comment, and the dude like loses his shit, and he's like, oh, you only come in here and disrupt things, and I hate everything in life, and fucking people are participating, and blah, blah, blah. Like, dude. Give some and get some. Man, I was killing a boring Drake and Dragon's Dogma trying to finish leveling up a sorcerer. Dragon's Dogma 2 or 1? King Dinosaur says, keep going! Four Corners Country Store was a mystical place. That was the one that we read. We narrated your story, correct? When are you going to give me more content to narrate? I feel like everybody always wants me to narrate shit, but then I don't have anything to narrate. Time to punch Young in the face. I would maybe throw a ham sandwich at him, but I don't think I'd punch him in the face. He loves ham sandwiches. I don't know why he doesn't like that I bring up ham sandwiches. The guy just loves a ham sandwich. He loves a sopping, wet, thick ham sandwich. And then I talk about it, and he gets all pissed off. I'm like, I don't know what you're pissed off at me for, dude. The first one, you're leveling all the vocations before you beat the story. I thought about getting the second one. Didn't that just come out? I saw a video that somebody had that looked like really fun gameplay. So, yeah, we can certainly keep going. Yes, I can read from it. I can read from... Oh, wait. I don't know if I still have your short story. Little Four Corners. But that was lovely and charming. But seriously, what we were talking about, in case for those of you who came later, mystic places. And to give you an example, bars with cigarette machines, pool halls, old school pizza parlors, places that a little bit more than just nostalgia, they had a certain mystical comfort or calm something to them that you either don't see them as much anymore, or a certain particular place that just gave you a... King Dinosaur says, my message isn't showing. If you're trying to paste a link, it may be... you may have to whisper it to me. I don't know if links are turned off or something. I said my book will finally be available sometime next week. Ah! I got it. That I didn't see for some reason. Brian Urban sketching a wingless drink animal companion for a person tomorrow. Yeah, like Rivermaster. Do you have any places that you think of like that? Or, how about you, Desi or Shorty? You know, I'd be interested. I for as much as I make fun of the fact that you're in Finland, honestly, I would love to visit Finland and see the country. I'm sure it's probably lovely, full of lovely people, but it's one of those funny things where it's like, I get it and I admit it. Being an American person, I'm often like, oh, another European person. Let's see, did they sound like they are from England or not? And if they're not, then it's probably this bizarre mix of Swedish, Norwegian, Finnish, Latvian, because I can't place the particular little accents, but much like I love all of my British and English and Australian and South American and American friends, everyone, you're all fucking lovely, sincerely, no matter what country you are, where you're from, it's the quality people and the laughs and the good nature of all the rest of you that make the world pretty fucking all right sometimes. Sometimes. So, cheers to all of you. Are you still wrecking England? Oh, of course. I'm going to go over there with my big fucking American man, 64-ounce fucking, well, I don't know if I can drink a coffee anymore, but it'll have to be something. The dick out, just chewing them titties, and climb to the top of Big Ben, pull the arms off the clock, probably throw them at the London Tower, spear me a couple of ravens, cook them up, take them to Nando's, have a Nando's Raven special. They wouldn't chase me out of the country. They'd be like, boy, he's a bit of a brash lad, isn't it? Something like that. They'd say something like that, but they'd be probably very nice about it. You know, it's like Canada, but with this different accent. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Oh, poor... Coming in like a wrecking ball. Yes. A lot of mystical places for King Dinosaur are outdoors. Fair and true. I had a lot of those too. I mean, the little crick or creek? Do you call it a crick or creek? Do you say toilet or turlet? We've had that conversation before. Like that in some, you know, some certain parks and stuff like that. Just have a little, I don't know why, but I think back to turlet makes you giggle. Yeah, why do they say it? Why do they say turlet? There's no fucking, there's no R in there. Why?
Yeah. Look like we gotta go fit the turlet. I ain't been filling the tank quite right.
Crick. So King Dinosaur says crick. Black Hat says creek. In Finland, they probably say Finimalauksuilo. And there's a bunch of A's and I's and O's. You're like, okay. And some J's. You're like, crack. Rapper Master just says crack. Hey, man, you guys want to go on the crack?
The fjord. The fjord.
The fjord. Seriously, though, if you listen to the Shorty Straw talk, it's magical. I still need the guy to just read like an old school. Here's what I want him to read. You guys want to, let's do this. We're going to do this. I'm going to give you a demonstration of what I want Shorty to do. Okay. I need to find, let's see, we'll do, what's a good one? You know, I always keep going back to, this one because it's just so weird. But I always want to like just hear fucking Shorty just read one of these.
Geographical features of a holy place. Argul. Argul is connected with many places through gates, with the Garlaz Valley as the center. You start in the Siru Mountain, and then the Grand Mountain, over to Galaz, which connects to Rolsa, Ragoasando, and the Primeval Mountain. Once there was a holy place called Argul, which was founded by five legendary Endora gods. One day, suddenly, the blackest tragedy happened. The prosperous holy place, Argul, was attacked by the troops of the cruel king called Lygar. The sky of the holy place was completely covered with the flying castle of Lygar and his army of dangerous beasts. These animalized soldiers came down from the sky and committed the most atrocious cruelties. In a single day, they established the kingdom of evil. In addition, Lygar took away the door to peace, symbolizing the peace that had been created by Endora. The hope for peace disappeared with the loss of the door, and the people of Argul ceased to smile and could only pray for salvation. They prayed an ancient passage to counter the fulfilled prophecy of Lygar's evil reign of terror. The legend says, when the peaceful land is covered with evil spirits, a brave soldier will be brought to life from the dead, for the purpose of saving persecuted people. The people of Argul's painful prayers were so loud that it reverberated throughout the mountains and traveled a long distance into the land of Elgosu. And at last, Rygar, the hero, came back from the dead in order to restore peace to the land of Argul, battling the forces of evil everywhere. Join forces with Rygar.
Shorty says, I'm too slow of a reader to read text. I would love to read The Witcher books live. Oh, shit, yeah. Please do that. You do read game manuals, that's true. Yeah, see, I wanna hear you read, like, this piece. Animalized men wiggling eerily.
Molgolin, it builds a nest in a den or in a high place. Once it finds Rygar, it will chase him tenaciously. Canadarnos. Usually it lives at the waterside and throws a poisonous spine by bending itself backward. Turn a spine aside and attack it in a crouched position.
I love this fucking game. I think I played this once on stream. Anyway. No more picking on Shorty. He's a real nice guy. I'm gonna pick on Desi instead. No, I'm not picking on anybody. the moist crack of the fjord. You know people who spell it turlet? I can see you still spell it toilet, but just somehow I have an accent and it comes out turlet. But you, they spell it turlet? It's like the girl that I dated that thought eyeball was eyebulb. And then I was like, eyeball. She's like, eyebulb. I'm like, eyeball. She's like, eyebulb. She's like, we're saying the same thing. Look, we're not saying the same thing. You have like a B on the end of yours. She's like, eyebulb. I'm like, yeah, eyeball. You're saying, and as it turns out, even though she spelled it E-Y-E-B-A-L-L, she pronounced it eyebulb. And like, bulb? Why bulb? She's like, that's how people say it. I'm like, no, they don't. She's like, yeah, you do. That's how you're saying it. I'm like, no, I'm not. She thought it was just one of those things where it was spelled one way and just pronounced another. She legit thought it was pronounced eyebulb. And I broke up with her. Not over that, but anyway, it's just a random detail. Your brain. I can see I eyeballed him. Yeah, but she would have said I eyeballed him. Actually, that's a good point. Because it's just a, yeah, but what about like different tenses? Eyeballed. You don't say I bulbed. Bulbasaur. I don't even think she liked Pokemon, so I don't know where she got that from. I mean, it was kind of reason enough. It felt pretty silly. I felt like for a little bit I was taking crazy pills because she kept being like, yeah, we're saying the same thing. We're not. We're not saying the same thing. Saying you're putting extra letters in there. It's like turlet. And Earl was a black hat. My father said Earl for oil, an old Brooklyn thing. Get some of that coal, Earl. Earl. It's a good name, though. It's a good, solid name. There should be more Earls. How much would you change your name to Earl Turlet? Yeah. Change your name to Earl Turlet. It's fucking legit. Hey, that's a weird thing. What did I have on my computer? Piece of crap. So yeah, what do you guys want to do? We can do another 20 minutes. Do you want to just continue to chat? Watch some silly shit? What do you want to talk about? What do you guys want to do? What do you want to do? The stream's for you. It's for all of you to try and relax and laugh and just be silly for a little while. Let's investigate Finnish culture. That's what Desi says. Shorty says, that's the beautiful thing, to learn a language without the cultural connection of it. You are baffled on how many ways it can be spoken natively. That's like, he doesn't talk like that. Like Finnish girl horse riding. Sir. Wait, it's like a whole thing. Wait, this is a legit thing? This is a legit thing. The fantastical hobby horse universe in Finland. What? Girls are you? What in the fuck? No, wait, what is this? Imagine this. You just got home from school and drop your backpack on the floor. Bad day, good day, it doesn't really matter. You're focused on one thing. Riding my horse. You go out back to your stables and give your horse a few pats on the nose. Feed him, put a saddle on, then you're off. You sprint through the woods. The late afternoon sun crashing through the trees. You suck in some of the air gushing past you, smelling dried fish and old socks. Your horse is sturdy beneath you, trained well. Whatever happened earlier in the day doesn't matter, nor does what comes next. Probably more fish. For a community of young Finnish girls and women, this is their everyday reality. With one small difference. Instead of a live horse, they ride a hobby horse. And instead of a well-trained animal, it's their own legs. This is real fucking weird. What in the fucking fuck? Oh my God. You're winning medals for this.
for days. Girls compete all around Finland in different categories where they win ribbons and trophies. Why do both of these girls look like they were just fed a fresh fish? Unlike others, I mean, look at this. That looks gorgeous. You get like this little tree house in there. That looks like the place at the end of Hereditary. Thanks, Desi. You're the best. Some of the girls treat their horses in a realistic way, and they also have their personality in mind when they ride them. It's called Kepi Hevonen in Finnish. They do look pissed. This is called fucking insane in English. Ainu takes her horse out of the stable every day and feed them. In winter, she makes sure they are warm, putting a blanket. Many girls make their own accessories, such as bridles or blankets, and they have a different one for each of their horses. And many of them give a personality. Pictured here is Selu. Annika's horse. That's not a word. You can't have one consonant and then three vowels. That's not the way language. There's a Shetland pony. She's a bit lazy, but when she feels comfortable, can get energetic, especially during the winter. She's cozy and can be annoying sometimes. That's when you just take the thing and you just beat it against a rock because it's not a real welcome to Nordic language. Just get a fucking horse. I mean, it's got to be cheaper. This is definitely got to be cheaper than a real horse. Oh, I kind of like this one, this gray one. Okay, look, looking at these stick horses, I like the bottom row, the gray one. And then if you move over, there's like a cream-looking one. It has kind of like a funny-looking face. This is the happiest people in the world 7 years in a row. Yeah, because they'd be like quantifying certain people with Alzheimer's disease as the happiest people in the world. They have no brain left. So, of course, they're not worried about or whatever anything. Ellie wants a horsey. We can get you one of these. You want one of these? I'll buy you a stick horse. Because we derive happiness from a stuffed stick. But like, none of these girls look happy. They all look like they were just recently given... They kind of look like they're on fucking meth. Only if I come with it. I'm not going to ride a stick horse. Also, my big, bald, fat ass would be very expensive in shipping. Starting to wish that you had that sickness, then you can forget you saw this. Right. That is as happy as a Finnish person looks at any given time. That's it. This is the happiest a Finnish person... This girl, I'm going to be nice. This girl looks absolutely like a fucking serial killer. That's the eyes of a crazed killer. 1,000%. 1,000%. She's stacking up the bodies. See, you must be Swedish because I've seen your stream and you're like laughing and whatever. She has crazy eyes. I mean, they're kind of a pretty color, but. Desi, why? Why? I feel like what we need now is we need a song about horses. We need a song about horses. We'll listen to a song about horses, okay?
Welcome to Uncle Muscle's Classics. Here's an amazing clip from 1993.
I want to go on a horse and buggy ride. I want to go on a horse and buggy ride. Horse and buggy ride. Horse and buggy ride. Horse and buggy ride. Not horse and buggy ride. I want to go on a horse and buggy ride. Riding on my horse, on my heart. Right on my horse.
Or do you prefer hamburgers and hot dogs? I go for a hamburger and or a hot dog. How about you?
Be yeah. right back with more Trick My Trick.
I've just received word that Casey Tatum has passed away in a horrible, fiery car accident. Let's take a look at one of my favorite Casey Tatum moments from the Uncle Muscles Ball. We miss you already, Casey.
Hamburgers and hot dogs too. I want to have a barbecue. Hamburgers and hot dogs too. I'd like to have a barbecue. No horse and buggy ride. Hey, Papa, can we have a barbecue? Thank you. Don't forget soda.
I like parties. I like fun. I want to live in a hamburger bun.
Cinco Home Entertainment.
I still got some trick videos up my sleeves. Maybe not as crazy as the Finnish guy watching girls put fish cheese on a graham cracker or whatever, but yeah. No, I didn't find the Pet Guy remix. I tried. I've been looking around. I cannot find that video. I am so pissed that I lost that video. The video was the best. You like the hot dog for dessert? Yeah, you have a hamburger for dinner and you get a hot dog for dessert. Mega pint? Yeah, Speedos. King Dinosaur does not like that Pet Guy. It has to be out there. I just don't know what combination of words to search for it. Because unfortunately, if you try to search for like weird bodybuilder guy or whatever, you get all these other fucking results out there. And it's not that guy, the sausage looking fucking creepo. Do you want Megapint? Who wants Megapint? Or should I make a poll? Should I make a poll for Megapint? Does anybody else have anything you want to watch or talk about? I'll do another 10 minutes. We'll do till 10:30. Unless somebody wants to play a retro game, and then I'll do it. Ellie wants to send a link. Sure, send it on in. We'll allow it because right now we're in just silly mode. So I already have the little... All right, Ellie wants me to watch this. Hopefully this isn't like... This is what you were singing when you said horsey. Okay.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. Give it a lick.
It's just my praise.
Have a stroke of its mane. It turns into a plane. And then it turns back again. When you tug on its wing kick.
That's duty.
Do you think so? Well, I better not show you where the lemonade is made. Sweet lemonade.
Shut up and get on my horse.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing. He's over there grazing. Have a feel of his hoof. You'll find that roll bulletproof. But if that's not enough,
yeah, horse looks like a horse
look
I would draw. What do you keep showing sticking balls? Stop it. I don't want to know that. All right, King Guy, so we'll look it up. That was something. This is what King Dinosaur wanted.
Hey, Freddy! Freddy Prinze Jr., I'm down here! Hey, Freddy! In the truck! Freddy! It's me, Brock! Do you want to ride?
How far are you going?
Cardboard City! Hop in!
You sure you got room in there?
Yeah, let me just move my cardboard here. Freddy, you know since we're driving down Highway 40 in my big old pickup truck, I think we should sing a song called I'm Driving Down Highway 40 in my big old pickup truck. What do you think about that?
Highway 40 is Colfax Avenue.
Why don't you start out singing the word truck, okay?
Okay.
I'm driving down Highway 40 in my big old pickup.
Truck?
1940. I'm driving down Highway
40.
Like monsters. Biggies. Like Tom Brokaw.
What? I'm driving down Highway 40 in my big old pickup truck. Katie?
Freeze. Wait for it. Big Finish. I'm driving down Highway 40.
Yeah, it's Freddie Prinze Jr., baby. That's for you, King Dinosaur. He needed it. He needed that. Black Cat likes to sing when she drives.
I need to sing when I'm driving. Driving my pickup truck in Colorado. Sometimes there's birds. And sometimes I'm ran over the hedgehog. And if I tire, super fucker.
Free Range Rude, also known as Ellie, says, but I make music. So, I do not make music. Sometimes I can sing a little bit, but, you know, only when I'm driving or in the shower, eating pasta. Yeah, I think that's going to do it. a little bit of some extra time for you all today. Wait a minute. One more thing. Let's see if they have this. There's the, these tracks. Okay, so this song, when you hear this right here, tell me that this doesn't sound like it's the song. I think it's a rap song. She's got jungle fever. Listen to it.
Thank you.
gonna make video game music like they used to. Actually, I probably have that game on the little retro deal. You want to do that super quick? Let's do this super quick. I don't care. We're fucking around. I don't think I want to play Toe Jam and Earl, though. Somebody pick a game. Pick a game. Any game. I'm going to try and turn the volume on it way down low so that it doesn't blow you guys out of the fucking moon. We do arcade, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Master System, or Genesis. And the rules are no role-playing games, because role-playing games are just not fun to fucking watch at all. and some of the adventure games really kind of aren't either. It's just Silent Hill. Yeah, no, it's got to be, for me, retro is 16-bit and earlier, pretty much. I wanted to get the TurboGrafx shit on here, too, but I don't have like, ROM sets for them. So Reverend Minister wanted Adam's Family, Ellie wanted Paperboy. Let's see if we can grab both of them. Which Paperboy do you want? I feel like if the controls work... The Paperboy to play. Oh, really? There's no way. You're telling me there's no Paperboy? There has to be Paperboy. Horseshit. I can't believe that that's not on there. I feel like the search function is just dog shit and doesn't fucking work. Wow, really? That is surprising. That is surprising. I would have absolutely thought that Paperboy would have been on there. Well, we'll do this one then. We'll do this dude. Why is that not making me a frustrate? Now let me know if the sound is too loud, because I don't want it to blow you guys out of the water. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, I can't believe that wasn't on the arcade list. Let's say I'm a little surprised by that. Oh shit, I'm a shitty paper boy. Right into the fucking window. What a jackass. Oh, that little guy almost got me. No more breakdancing. Stop it. Man, I missed the pack of paper. Whoa! Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. That dog would have came out of that doghouse. That would have been game over. Okay, I need these papers. Give me that. Knew that stupid guy on the skateboard was going to come by. What the fuck are those people riding? Some weird sort of... Oh shit. Almost crashed into the wall. Winner. Winner. Got him. Podcast listeners, I think I'm going to stop this for you. Otherwise, that's not going to be as fun. So for you, as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And we'll see you again next week. Get yourself some rest. Good night.